This is Infinite Transcendence.
Hello again and welcome to Infinite Transcendence. And today I want to talk about Halo Top Ice Cream. Now you may be asking yourself, Seamaster, is Halo Top Ice Cream good? Well, I'll give you my mixed opinion on it. Now, you may have heard about Halo Top ice cream before online. You may have seen it in your grocery store. You may have heard about it in an article or news. But basically, it's a healthy alternative to ice cream. It's marketed as healthy ice cream. It's healthy. Like, it's actual health food. And its competitors are Häagen-Dazs and Ben & Jerry's, the pint of premium ice cream, high-quality ice cream, the good stuff is the better high quality ice cream. The difference between this ice cream or Ben & Jerry's and Häagen-Dazs ice cream versus your typical Mayfield or whatever ice cream you generally eat, or Edie's or something, is that you get more whole ingredients. You get real sugar. You get the more natural full ingredients, the sugar. You get the straight sugar and milk. You get more straight up ingredients instead of all the filler ingredients, all the compounds, less air. This ice cream is going to be more full for the amount you get in the pint, because you're getting more, it's more compact. So if you buy a Ben & Jerry's or something, you'll open up, you'll notice it's really hard. It's because it's more compact, there's less air in between to fill in the empty space versus when you buy like one of those big giant tubs of ice cream. So long story short, when you buy this ice cream, they came out early in 2012, and its competitors, of course, are Ben & Jerry's, Häagen-Dazs, like I said before, and they've actually started to outsell them in the time that they've been around. And over time, it's become more and more popular. People have been trying out. There's been fads with it. People have been doing Halo Top ice cream diets, really eating ice cream 3 times a day or 4 times a day for a whole week to see what happens, which I would definitely not recommend. But the two things I want to address today is it good for you? And is it actually good tasting? Like, does it taste good? Because who wants to eat something that tastes like crap? Well, in terms of the health benefits, it's marketed, it's high protein, it's low in sugar, it's low in all the quote unquote bad stuff. The sugar is low, it's high in protein, it's light ice cream. You've probably heard of light ice cream before, but basically just lighter ice cream. If you've ever had homemade ice cream before, which I've had as a kid, it tastes very light, doesn't have a thick type of taste, doesn't have like a thick, extra thick, rich type of taste. It's very light tasting, super duper light. So you have ice cream like that, and basically this is what this is. It's a lighter ice cream. It's lower in the ingredients. It's lower in the amount of sugar. Like, for instance, you buy other ice creams, you may get 12, 13, 14 grams of sugar. Because some people eat so much junk food, like, they'll eat 12, 13, 14 grams of sugar per serving, maybe even 16 grams of sugar per serving. And then you're eating 12 servings in one sitting, what a lot of people do, which is just extremely unhealthy. And this ice cream you're going to get probably about, depending on what brand you get or what take or what flavor you get, you may get like 5 grams of sugar or 7 grams of sugar. Now, one thing it does have in there to go with it is a sugar alcohol called erythritol. Now, this sugar alcohol is there to help. It's supposed to help just cut down basically on the sugar, but it has its own issues as well, which I'm going to get into. But in terms of the taste, when I tried it out, I was like, I'm curious. I tried it out. I ate it. It went down smooth. It didn't give me any diet. Like, ice cream for me is hard for me to digest. I don't mess with dairy, really. Every once in a while, I try to give some new food a crack to see what happens. Ice cream for me is just really hard to digest. It just makes me feel sluggish and junky, lots of gas, lots of burping, sometimes headaches. It's just a very junky experience. And what I found with Halo Top is that it went down smooth. It went down easy. I was like, man, this stuff went down easy and smooth. So what I did is I bought some more of it to try for myself, and I gave some other people I know, and I said, hey, try this. Try this ice cream out. It's pretty good. You might just... Now, they may not like the $4.60 price tag for a pint of ice cream, which I didn't tell them about that. Initially, I just told them what it was because I bought it anyways. They didn't buy it. But I just wanted to taste it and see what they thought. Now, they did like it. Now, one person had this one over here, this red velvet I showed you, that was one that I guess they didn't like so much. So I ended up they ate some of it. I just ended up keeping it. I'm glad I'm keeping it because now I can use it to kind of show it off in the video. So anyways, I go out and I start eating it once in a while. I try it once or twice a week. I get it here and there. And what I started noticing is I started getting headaches. Like, I started getting these headaches that were coming in. You know, a lot of times I try new food, I get an issue. So I got a headache and I got another headache. Like, something's not adding up. I'm starting to have issues with this food. I'm starting to get headaches. I'm starting to have it just felt more uncomfortable. And then I started getting, eventually my skin started breaking. I started getting red bumps, like, on my head in a couple of spots. And it just got really, really bad. And I started getting like a swollen throat sensation. Because me, I have a sensitive stomach. I have a lot of food sensitivity. So I got to be very careful with what I eat. And as it turns out, once I ate that and some other ice cream, it put me in a bed probably for about 3 or 4 days. I had like a cold, like a histamine reaction. I get those sometimes. And I basically felt like a cold, but it wasn't actually a cold. I was sneezing, runny nose, swollen type of throat. And basically, a lot of people have issues with a lot of ingredients in a lot of these ice creams. Now, this ice cream here, the erythritol, which I was telling you about before, the sugar alcohol, it caused a lot of issues for people in terms of digestion. A lot of people have gas, or they can have diarrhea, or stomach cramps, they can have headaches. Now, what they generally say is it's okay if you don't eat a whole lot of it. You can, if you don't eat it all in one sitting, because you buy the box, if you buy this ice cream, what you'll see on it, it'll have a lid and it'll say, you know, bottoms up or something similar to that. Like, they'll tell you to just eat it all in one sitting, which you're not supposed to do. But they'll generally say, if you don't eat too much ice cream in one sitting, the erythritol will not bother. But the problem is, a lot of people have issues with erythritol. And it's just like the sugar-free, you see a lot of sugar-free things like sugar-free gummy bears and things like that. If you go online and look up the reviews, you'll see a lot of negative reviews. There are people who enjoy it, but a lot of people have issues with it. They have stomach issues. They eat it and it just goes right through their stomach. They have headaches. They have all kinds of other problems. They feel sick. It's because erythritol causes them problems. So that's one thing I wanted to point out, because I've seen some other reviews on this ice cream. And it's under all the reviews. The reviews, you know, they make some good points. It tastes is good. It tastes good. It's healthier. It's not health food. Do not eat it as a meal 3 times a day. That's stupid. Don't do that. Don't be a moron. Don't be stupid. And it tastes good. It's light. It goes through your system pretty fine. It has a nice variety of flavors too. It's a bit pricey, like the Häagen-Dazs and the Ben & Jerry's. But it's nice. Just keep in mind, erythritol can have a negative effect on your body. So what I recommend you do, if you do try this ice cream out, which you can try it, I'm not saying it's not recommended, but if you do try it out, taste a small amount and try it. And wait a while and see, maybe a day, or eat a small bowl of it, a small cup of it, and wait a day, or maybe wait half a day, and see if you get any headaches or issues. If you don't, you might be fine, but don't eat too much in one sitting, because the erythritol will bother you. Personally, my verdict on the ice cream is, first of all, ice cream is junk food anyways, but I know people are going to have something to snack on. My recommendation, if you want to have ice cream, snack it, do it at home. Do it, make your own at home, get an ice cream maker, make it at home. You can put whatever you want into it, make it as light as you want to, and it's your ice cream. The way you want it, the way you want it to taste, and it's the healthiest you're going to get. It's not going to be health food, but it'll be the healthiest you can get, right? So, and long story short, make your own ice cream. Halo Top is better than most ice creams in some ways, but the erythritol can really offset it. And for me, I actually had less or fewer problems eating the other ice creams that were quote-unquote junkier, except it made me feel sick. I had, you know, I may have gas or something if I eat too much of it, but this one made me feel worse. So it's always something to keep in mind. Just because something is healthy, quote unquote, doesn't mean it can't cause you problems. Like nuts can give you, some people have issues with nuts. I have issues with that. Certain fruits give me a lot of headaches. So, and this is the same thing. Be careful what you eat and be careful what you put in your own body. Also, keep in mind, dairy is a major allergen. It is junk food. Dairy, because a lot of people can cause skin breakouts, acne issues, people have headaches, other digestive problems with dairy. Humans are the only animals that continue to digest milk, as far as I know, past the weaning stages. So we continue to digest milk on and on. My recommendation, you want milk, try rice or almond milk. Make your own ice cream or something out of that. And also, yeah, it's missing a lot of essential vitamins and minerals. So people who are going out 3 times a day and eating this stuff, it was stupid. You guys are idiots for doing that. Don't do that. Do not eat this 3 times a day. It's not health food. It is junk food. It's just less bad junk food. It's like, you know, you maybe smoke something. Maybe you don't drink a whole ton of beer. Maybe you drink a little bit of beer, but it's still beer. So same thing here. Maybe it's a light beer or something, but it's still junky. So keep all that in mind. Stay healthy. If you want to enjoy it, fine. But just keep in mind about the sugar, alcohol, the erythritol. And what are your experiences with this? What are your thoughts on this? Have you tried this ice cream? Do you eat it? Have you had it before? Do you try healthier alternatives to food like ice cream? Let me know. Comment, as always, leave some feedback on what you think. Give it a try, and then let me know what you think. And also, before, join the community, join the Patreon page. I'm working on that. Been doing a lot of work behind the scenes, getting everything nice and more adjusted, and trying to market and promote it more. Definitely share it and spread it, and like and subscribe, and transcend.
Keep watching and listening. See you next time, and transcend infinitely.